Yo!
How you going, everybody? Our mate isn't even here yet, our 5G buddy, who's going to tell us all about the microwaves buzzing in to our freaking brains or whatever it's going to happen. I have no idea. I went to this rally on the weekend. He's going to tune in. Don't worry. I sent him the live link. He's on the way home. Something popped up. He's keen as mustard. Running a bit late. That's all right. How you going? Facebook, D-Live, and YouTube. Hope we're all well. The fucking me Telegram chat's going off its head. I hope you're enjoying it. We got some of our hey, brah. Here he is. He's a left-wing passionate to the verge that he wants. I could imagine seeing him with a black balaclava or a bandana around his face throwing bricks through windows. That's how much of a lefty he is. I hope you enjoy his banter in the chat. Rev, the only person I've ever kicked out of my Telegram. Congratulations. We're still friends. Can you believe that? In a world full of hatred and madness, people fucking rioting the streets carrying on like pork chops. And it's a bit out of hand. We had a little bit of a take on it yesterday, and I don't want to take every go, you know, oh, this is a fucking 5G. Yeah. 5G story time, people. The world is going mad. And I guess what can we do? We need to pray for it. I listened to Donald Trump's speech today, just a little bit, and I thought, oh, yeah. Even Trump said, you know, Trump said, he's like, I stand in solidarity with old mate who died. And he's like, there needs to be reform. The police need to do a better job. I reckon I said at work, I was like, I think the fucking local security guard at the Westfield Shopping Center has better training than some of these stupid police officers. So they need to do a better job at that. And that dude really fucked up. He looked like it's not even funny. I shouldn't even laugh. And hopefully old mate's gonna come on. He's gonna come on. He's gonna tell us all about the 5G. And did you see on the weekend I went to the rally? It was like a freedom rally. And we bumped into anti-vaxxers and bloody people who were, you know, old mate with his radar fucking thing. And he's like, oh, the fucking 5G is flying off the handle, Dusty. And I'm like, yo, I thought this was a freedom rally. I thought the rally was more like anti-lockdown law rally. But everyone was there. There was even like Aboriginal people getting around with didgeridoos and like lap-laps and shit. So it was a good crowd of people, quite peaceful. And I guess like it's like we live in another world now. Sunday is like another world. Every week goes past where the world is just fucking it's changing. Oh my God. Oh my goodness. I think we've been here before. You know what I mean? I think like, don't worry. We've all been here before. It's like history repeating itself. Don't worry. There's always been fuckhead police officers and, you know, it's like, oh, my God, hang on a minute. Didn't the Eureka Stockade happen? Didn't Ned Kelly happen? Haven't we fucking enshrined them in our cultures, these stories of injustice by the fucking powers that are? Do you know what I mean? Like, let's put it in perspective, people. I think, you know, we have this system and we're trying our best. Maybe we need to tweak it a little bit. I don't think it's broken. I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic. This thing here gives me optimism. It's like, why? Why do I fucking have up? This thing gives me optimism. Then 2005, I finished high school and it's like, this thing, I had a fucking Nokia brick thing. You know what I mean? You could call and text on it. We've come a long way in 15 years, people. I'm optimistic. You know what I mean? I reckon the cops are going to – hopefully these retarded cops can have some kind of app that they can click on and be like, how do I arrest this person without fucking hurting them and being a retard? I don't know. But I'm optimistic. This thing, just looking, I'm like, yo, I got this thing in my hand. I'm optimistic. Who knows, in 10 years' time, we could all be fucking sitting here going, remember that riot? We were so fucking stupid. Here we go. My mate is finally here. Hopefully his sound and audio is right. We're going to give him a go. We're going to learn about 5G people. Thanks for listening to my little rant. Introducing Matt. How you going, brother? Thanks for coming on.
Hey, how's it going, Dusty?
Yeah, good. Throwing you right in the deep end. I think my Facebook said, if you don't go live, the streams, you have to reset up your streams. So I was like, oh, fuck. I'm just going
to
do it.
I'm happy. I'm here. It's good to go.
Yeah, love. Thanks, mate. I got abused on the weekend by two feminists for this hat, actually. So I was like, no.
Really?
Yeah, they went off at me. And I was like, I try to be as, like, honestly, I try to be as friendly and nice as possible, you know, even to people who obviously maybe don't agree with me, you know what I mean? But I try my best. I'm trying to.
That's all you can do.
Open mind. Yeah, dude. So you seen my little interview from, it was like a freedom rally on the weekend. Whereabouts are you based at?
Like I'm in Melbourne.
Okay,
I'm
sweet.
In Melbourne, in an area called Brighton, and I saw you up in Brizzy having a bit of a chat to the guys up there.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a, I thought it, see, I seen a Facebook post and it's like freedom rally. And I was like, yeah, sweet. And it didn't actually say a lot about what this rally's about. So I just rocked up. And first lady, I chuck a mic in her face, and I don't actually – that's the first time I've ever done it, I think, without kind of being nice and asking, you know, hey, do you want to say something on camera or have a chat? And she was an anti-vaxxer, so she told me, like, I don't know much about that stuff either, and I don't really know much about 5G, you know. But I guess – I'm just happy to listen because I think the worst thing that can happen is we all get silenced and no one can have a fucking say. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Spot on.
Yeah. So you run a Facebook page, is that right, or a Facebook group about 5G?
Yeah, I run a group. That's it's a group just to educate people about 5G. It's not necessarily an anti-anything group. It's a pro-choice and freedom of speech. And I think – you know, in Australia, we've always been very lucky because we've been able to speak out about anything we want. You know, you used to be able to talk about whether it was man on the moon or, you know, anything you like, you just put it out there and have a chat around the coffee machine or whatever, water tank. And
I'm always doing it. Like I stir the pot and ask questions at work and, you know, there's like pretty smart guys, engineers and stuff and all. Oh, yeah, I seen a UFO actually live on Facebook the other day, and I'll be like, what do you reckon? And they'll be like, no. But, you know, I try to get out of them what do you really think, you know? But I always ask the questions, and I'm not afraid to go there.
Yeah, no, I like that about you when I saw you interviewing him because you did it in an open way, and I love that. And I just thought, gotta get in touch with this guy if I can, because it's about just putting it out there, put out some truth bombs. We really just try. It's not about fear mongering. It's just about saying, well, what the hell are they about to put out here? Because I don't want to get my brains fried. I don't have enough in there to allow any fried. So
yeah, I destroy enough of my own brain cells with alcohol. So, you know.
That's it. You don't want to waste the ones that are there. You got to hold them precious, hold tight. So it's really just about putting it out there, what's happening at the moment. Because during lockdown, you know, a lot of people are not sure what's happening out there in the world. And I kind of cottoned on to this 5G thing. I've got kids and I don't want them to grow up in a world where, you know, there's radioactivity and I picture people walking around turning green, but I don't think it's going to be to that extent, but it's just about educating people.
You'd be fucking next springtime, mate. The magpies are going to be like giant fucking magpies swooping us. Be like, no, we fucked up. We shouldn't have got the fucking 5G.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I think the more people we're speaking to, and it's quite interesting because everyone seems to be like with blinkers. They don't see anything that's happening around them. They learn off the Kardashians and Facebook, and it's like, that's not the real world.
Yeah, true that, man. So, like, I think I said to the 5G dude I had a run into at the rally, like, I was like, you know, the biggest concern would be, like, in 10 years' time we go, yeah, we really fucked up with the 5G. Like, I don't know. I don't know anything about it. But like, I don't want to be like, we fucked up, you know.
Yeah. With I a mean, big I can do a crash. You know. I can do a crash course on it because it's similar to smoking and asbestos. It's kind of, they're saying, you know, she'll be right. It's going to make us a bit of money for the government. It's fine. Like, we'll just, we'll push it through and we'll see how we go. And with the 5G technology, there's thousands. There's, I think there's about 10,000 studies by scientists saying that it's not quite right. And it hasn't been tested on humans except for in the army. And where they tested it was for crowd control, where they turn it on and burn people's skin. And I read that and I was like, that doesn't sound too crash hot. So did a bit more study and had a look at it. And they can do all kinds of things. They can set it to certain levels where it makes people poop their pants. And
no shit.
Yeah.
That explains a lot. No.
Yeah. So they can use all kinds of different levels. And the biggest thing is there's no regulators. And
do you reckon I seen a meme and it was like, set the 5G to gay. And then it like boosts Lady Gaga sales. You know what I mean?
I wouldn't be surprised. I haven't come across that in my studies. I think, you know, there are a lot of different settings there. Like at 60 gigahertz, just to give you a number, it messes with your oxygen molecules. So, you know, you don't want to be getting people who are already have immunity problems or are short of breath already and they flick to that level. And that's the one they're talking about using because it gives them faster internet. And I don't know about you, but I don't care if I download a movie in a minute or if it goes in 10 seconds, as long as I get that movie. I can only get a certain amount of movies in a week, unless you're addicted to porn or something like that where you need that. Everyone else is like, it's fine. I'll just get a couple of movies a week. I'll be okay.
Yeah. And like, so do you think there's going to be like they'll roll it out and there'll be fucking drones that need this technology, or is there like self-driving cars and trucks and shit? Like, is that the economic, like, oh, we're going to boost productivity and increase, you know, roll out more automation and all this shit? So the government might be thinking like, you know, we've got all the tech. Maybe they know. I don't know if they know, but, you know, there's a lot of talk of new technology, you know.
Yeah, I think that when they talk and sell it to the customers as faster internet, the real thing they want is lower latency. So they don't want dropouts. So if they've got cars that are automated, aeroplanes, robotics in airports, they want that to be seamless. And that's where the big ticket things are. But on top of that, it's security. So they want to be able to see every time the Dusty Bogan walks into Brisbane City. If that's not somewhere you're meant to be, they'll know each time you walk in with their facial recognition cameras, oh, we don't want this guy here. He's a dissident. We'll take him out. So that's what you're looking at. That's the future that they're sort of
aluminum foil lining the fucking Bogan hat. And I reckon aluminum undies for sure. I freeball, so I'm fucked. Like,
you're in trouble.
I'm going to have to wrap the fucking – I'll have like a aluminum kilt or something, you know. Blend in 100%. With the trans or the trannies, they'll be like, there he is. Trans Bogan. I'll do this one. Islamic trans Bogan.
That
would be aluminum fucking kilt on, protecting balls. I'll blend in with them.
The really interesting thing with this is it actually is bringing a lot of people together. And it's funny that you joke about that because on our page, it doesn't matter if they're a Bogan or if they're higher end or if they're Islamic or if they're Asian. Everyone's coming together saying, well, none of us want to get fried. All of us want safe technology, and that's all it is. And we're getting censored everywhere. And as soon as we mention the 5G or the, radiation, they'll take us straight off the air. And usually
this is my last stream, everyone. No, any joke.
Yeah. Sorry. How long have you been going for now? This may be the last.
Fuck, yeah. It's all right. You get the pinch just for joking around, like, you know, the censorship machine's pretty out of control. So it's like they go after fucking everyone now. It's just unless you're, beating from that drum that they want you to be in that robotic tune, they're not really happy, are they?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because from what it looks like, they've got a narrative that they want to play out to an extent. And people are waking up, which is really interesting because Australians are so laid back. We're usually like, oh, she'll be right. We'll just let that happen. That's fine. And it's been interesting this time around that people are waking up and they're protesting and they're marching. I was surprised. Some of the people I was seeing at the marches, I was like, I'm surprised you're not just at home knocking down a six pack. Like, you're actually out here standing up for your rights.
We had a really good, the Freedom Rally in Brisbane, you know, that was like a really good, healthy mix of people, you know, there was kind of, there's a bit of unity there, you know. There was sort of the Aboriginals and the anti-vaxxers, the 5Gs, and then I ran into a lot of people from, because I'm a Christian, I'm more conservative. So there's all these people who have been at quite social conservative events and rallies, and I'm like, oh, just bumping into them, and I'm like, holy moly, like, it was good. I got a few people's numbers because they're actually quite interesting people, you know. So,
And I think that's the thing. Yeah, watching you speak, as I said, you mix with everyone, and that's what we need. People who, the funny thing is, the media is running such a boring narrative now that it's people like yourself and these people that are willing to speak the truth, and not just the truth, but allow people to speak, whether it sounds nonsensical or whatever else. It's going to become the new media because people are more likely to tune into this than they are into that.
Oh yeah, that man, they're totally afraid. The you know, the mainstream media, it's like they're selling clickbait now. So it's like they'll paint you, me, everyone in the worst light they can because it's clickbait, it's drama. You know what I mean? Yeah. They want devils under every rock. You know, they want the anti-vaxxer, the 5G, the guys on about freedom of speech, or you know, oh hang on, maybe we shouldn't do late-term abortion. That's a bit barbaric. And they're like, you're a fucking, you know, next minute you're, you know, the feminists are coming after you or something like that. Like, I don't know. Yeah. But it seems that it's a devil under every rock. I didn't know I was demon-possessed. You seem like a decent guy, you know. But apparently if we listen to the mainstream media, we're all fucking, you know.
Yeah. Drama and trouble. And it's the funny thing is they're going to be affected by it as well. And because with the 5G network, just to touch on what it does again, they're higher frequency waves. They're like a millimeter wave, which is like a microwave running 24/7. And it travels less distance, but that means they need to put cells every 150 meters. So if you're living in the suburbs, there's a chance you'll have one of these outside your house. And it's like having four microwave ovens with the door open 24/7 beaming into your bedroom. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be waking up cooked every morning. It sounds
terrible.
Yeah, it's not the best. And it's dividing people because they can't believe that the government or whoever would do that. So our next thing we're going to do is actually at the Channel 7, Channel 9, Channel 10 and ABC at their headquarters, because they've got 5G on the roof of their tower, of their building. And we're going to do a report out there and say, this is what you guys are not reporting, and it's right on top of you.
Yeah. I mean, it's so funny. I thought about it today and, you know, say all the climate people, right? They're like, climate change, blah, 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 blah. So it's like, okay, all these people are telling me we fucked up. We embraced burning fossil fuels and we fucked the environment. So they're telling me we've fucked up in the past. But you know what I mean? They're banging on how, okay, we really fucked up. We didn't know what we've done to the planet. That's what they're telling me. That's what they're telling me. So that you're telling me 5G, essentially it's like the same thing. It's something where we're going to do it, and it's like, is this just like fossil fuels where we're going to do it and keep doing it, and then we go, yeah, we did fuck up. Like, we fucked up. We've made a mistake. Yeah. Like, so I'm not a big climate guy either. Like I got the solar panels, I got the solar hot water tanks.
You're doing the right thing.
I like to do it. I like to do that stuff, and I'm more of a capitalist. I think spend the money on that and it saves me money. I see it as an investment. It works.
That's smart.
And I like the idea of being self-sufficient. So I always say to the climate people, I'm like, just tell the conservatives love to be self-sufficient. Every red-blooded male wants to be self-sufficient, you know, be able to do it himself. He doesn't like being reliant on the grid or anything. Sell that.
Yep.
Sell that, because I love that. My people, my mates will listen. But when they try to sell a tax or big government, the conservatives switch off and go, I'm skeptical of the government. Like, I don't like it. You know what I mean? But the thing is you know, I don't throw out the idea that maybe we've fucked things and we've done things that have could potentially cause us fucking around with the planet. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think there's been a lot of products that we've put out there, like pesticides or all these different things that we've put out there, and then we go, hang on a minute, we've fucked up here. And like, okay, open a history book. How many times we are just constantly fucking it up? Like, it's a human trait. It's something that we do often. I do it daily. Like, I need that Jesus guy. Like, I need constant fucking, I need that Holy Spirit that Jesus was talking about. Like, the Holy Spirit's like, he's fucking up again. He needs help. Yeah. He needs help. Like, that's me, you know?
Yeah.
But God, for me, it's like, yeah, he's going to fuck up. We're going to have to die for Jesus. You're going to have to die for this one. I don't know. Like, I think we are, like, generally, like, you know, it's even like the protests in America. The cop fucked up. He fucked up big time. And, yes, we've fucked up in the past. We've all fucked up. There's terrible shit. And then it's like, so I understand that. And when someone says, hey, maybe 5G, huge potential that we're another fuck up, or people talking about vaccines, we could be making mistakes here. And I'm like, I'm all open to making mistakes and things going wrong. It seems that if anything, we do a good job at that. Like, we're lucky when we have wins. You know what I mean?
We're lucky with wins. And I think it's interesting, like, with smoking and asbestos and those things, they didn't really step up before it happened. It was after. The difference with 5G is we've gone through 3 and 4 and we've tried to understand what the Wi-Fi routers are doing, and we're seeing that they're possibly cancer causing. With the 5G networks, there's studies that have been done over the last 20 years saying it's not good. So we actually have the opportunity to say, well, we've laid down all this freaking NBN fiber network everywhere, which was meant to be the amazing internet. Let's just tweak that and get that right. And don't worry about the 5G. Don't even put the chance out there that you're going to make kids and grandparents and people sick, because you've already laid out all this crap everywhere. just twist it a little bit and get it to work right, and we're fine. So
I'm hearing you, man. Because, like, I remember even seeing a current affair in Today Tonight, like, when they put the power box reader meters on people's homes. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And they were like, this is putting something out. Some kind of fucking thing out. I don't know exactly, but they did a thing on that. I've seen them do a thing about Wi-Fi modems, and you know, sometimes they say maybe you should turn it off at night. I've heard things, you know, they're like mainstream, like, be careful having your phone in your pocket all day right next to your ball sack, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I've heard that's mainstream shit. And then why the fuck are you crazy? Why are you crazy for saying what you're saying? We've got a super chat coming in. Yo, Kev, thanks for the $5. You're looking thirsty, Dusty. I know, but I'm trying not to drink. I've still got a
drink. I would have one if I had one.
Check this shit out, bro. This is $3. It's got Lenin's head on it. And I hate communism. So, like, I'm more of a tight ass and a cheap bogan, so I'm just like, Lennon, I hate you, but I'll enjoy your $3 fucking, it's like fortified wine. Yeah, fortified wine. It just tastes like, it tastes like vodka and cordial, you know?
Hilarious.
Yeah, I fucking got pretty wasted, I think, last Thursday, and I woke up the next day. I mean, thirsty Thursday, I always have a drink, you know? I've only got one day left of work, so... It's like when the head's pumping the next day, it's like, I've only got 8 hours to get through. I'll be right.
I had to explain, because we got quite a few people from overseas, because we're a worldwide page. Dusty
means
after a drink you feel dusty, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. I got my name. Yeah, I got my name. I was listening to Dave Chappelle. I think it was on Sticks and Stones. I think it was that one he did on Netflix, and he was sort of like, he's like, I seen these dusty white people going and voting for Trump. And he was just like, I knew he was going to win. These white people have had enough. and all this shit. And he was calling them like dusty rednecks or, you know, dusty hillbillies. I'm like, what's the Aussie version of that? I'm like, yeah, the dusty bogan. That's what that is. And I'm like, that's what I am. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Yeah, I definitely love a drink. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to cut back, dude. Like, I got a son coming in 5 months.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks, brother. I had a baby scan this afternoon. So it was good. Healthy in there.
And does he have a hat on already or not?
I know. I've already, like, I've been checking them out. I'm ordering him a little hat for sure. It's going to be badass. I'll be like, yo.
It's people like you, like with a new baby on the way, that I probably am most concerned about with your Wi-Fi and your 5G. So people like you that we're fighting for. I've got three kids of my own. And just on a serious note, like, I worry about the world they're getting born, you know, into with the new kids coming on. And that's why we're fighting. That's why we're putting it out there. And, you know, if we're wrong, like you said, if I'm wrong and it turns out that this thing doesn't harm anyone, I'll be like, that's the best mistake I can make. I fucked up and I'm fine with that.
But you're not really losing. You're not fucking rioting or carrying on. You're just having a say and you're, hang on, let's be, there's nothing wrong with being a bit skeptical and a bit like, hang on, let's be really fucking careful here. Like, let's prefer to be on the cautious side. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, I think I am, you know, I thinking about it today and I was like, I've bought into the future. Like, my son is coming into the world and, you know, I'm thinking about the protests in America and I'm like, you know, I think about all the people out there and I'm like, I do feel for them. I feel for everyone. I'm like, dude, the future for my son and other people's children, we really got to try our best here. Like, old mate putting his knee on a fucking guy's neck like that, we can do better than that. Throwing fucking rocks and burning cunts businesses down, burning Target down, or we can do better. Like, we can do better. And the thing is, you know, we got to give ourselves a bit of grace and we're fucked up, we're gonna fuck up, we're gonna make mistakes. None of us are, you know, the thing is, it's like none of us are better than each other, whether we're fat, thin, hairy, hairless, gay, straight, black, white, rich, poor. Yep. All of us are going to make mistakes. All of us are going to fuck up. You know, none of us have got, like, you know, until Elon Musk has his fucking 5G chip in our head and we're like, programmed with the, you know, downloading the fucking conformity chip or whatever it's going to be. You know, we're not there yet.
We're not there yet. And to err as human, like, we make mistakes, and that's what's unique and beautiful about everyone. I think if everyone can look at the world in a different way and sort of, I know it's a bit hippie like, but, you know, look at it with love and peace and, you know, try and look after each other.
And it's like fight the right way. Like, we got to fight the right way. Be smart, fight the right way, like, try to be, I try to, like, inspire my brain to, like, look at the archetype, look at the hero, look at the guy I want to be, look at the, you know, I'm not looking at the rider or that cop or looking at, and then they are not people I admire. They are not the archetype. Like, you know, Donald Trump, I'm like, okay. I'm not looking to him. I'm not looking to him. Maybe people might think, like, make Australia great again. I'm not looking at him. There's some better stories. There's some better characters out there. We need to try our best. We need to be heroic. We need to be brave. We need to stand up. But we don't need to descend into chaos.
No.
You know what I mean? While you find the truth about 5G and people are finding the truth about vaccines, or someone wants to find the truth about police brutality, or truth about fucking late term abortion, or all these things. We need to be able to have the ability to chase these rabbits down these holes, you know, to have the freedom of speech, to be able to have the platforms. Have you thought about Telegram? Have you thought about the other freedom of speech platforms? Like, while you feel, is there censorship coming on you and what you're doing?
We're actually starting our own platform. So we have a one we're launching soon. It's a bit on the download, but I'm just going to throw it out there and I'll probably get in trouble. But it's called Zemamo, Z-E-M-A-M-O. It's a new platform. Mm-hmm. It's similar to the Facebook setup, but without censorship. And we run it for the people, by the people kind of thing. I know that sounds a bit like a communist saying, but we run it for ourselves. And it'll be great because we get...
Well, I mean, if you're not getting any government handouts and it's out of your own pocket, it's like a, you know, you're stepping out there and, you know, maybe trying to start a business, you're trying to offer the community something that is being taken away from us. Like, these platforms were good, and it's like we could have a say on them, but if that's drifting away, there's definitely the need for what you're saying, you know. So
yeah, we invite you on board for sure. We need people on there to speak truth. We're going to do our own sort of media channel as well. So
that's why
I reached out to you as well, because we need, you know, variety. We want every type of person on there speaking their truth, having a chat, have a drink, do whatever you need to do to get your people, because you've got your guys out there. There you go. There's a couple of bucks as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cheers, Kev, again. You in the image of God, in God's image or something, yeah.
Oh,
I guess that's that.
You got some great followers.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you join our Telegram, we're kind of like constantly debating and arguing with each other, but it's all in good faith. There's got to be, as long as the argument is trying to challenge our thinking and maybe it produces something better, you know, maybe the bad ideas burn off. I don't know. You know?
Yeah, I think that's great.
So the 5G is, I've heard that at the moment, maybe the 5G towers at the moment are not ramped up to the full 5G. Is that right? Are they running on 4G at the moment, or are we getting genuine 5G?
Yeah, it's a mixture. So there are actually quite a few of the 5G towers are now being turned on. A lot of them are running at what is a low frequency, like 3.4 gigahertz. But they can ramp them up anywhere up to 300. They haven't licensed off the top end at the moment. Yeah, it's big. But they're doing at the moment, they're testing 26 gigahertz at Parramatta and the Gold Coast. So the biggest problem is our radiation watchdog, APANSA. They have their limit set at a very high limit, about 1,000 times higher than places in Europe, which is huge. Mm. It's like driving through a 40-kilometer kids' school zone at 4,000 kilometers an hour. It's while you set a limit, if that limit's ridiculous, then it doesn't make any sense. So the limits are very high. So it'd be interesting to see what happens in Parramatta and the Gold Coast where they're running it at that higher limit.
Yeah, hard out. And is there, you know, I feel as though, like, I know in my area with the COVID-19 and lockdown, it's like, you're driving down there and you're like, holy fuck, when did all the 5G towers pop up? Like, they're everywhere now. They've gone up quick. Yeah. And it seems like it's not just Australia. Like, this is everywhere, most modern or Western countries, or anywhere that's got a decent enough economy. Like, is it in Japan and Korea and Singapore and in Europe and America? And
it's happening. They're rolling worldwide. Yeah, they're looking to gridlock the whole world with these towers. The idea is to have no spot that's missing. Even areas where they can't put up towers, they use satellites instead, low Earth satellites. And it has happened through lockdown, and it's confusing in a way, because if COVID-19, like this horrible flu disease, is as bad as they say, and it lowers, you know, it's not good for people who are immunity deficient, it's interesting that while you're in lockdown, you're rolling out something that could potentially be a high radiation factor when you're trying to say stay as healthy as you can. It's like doesn't really make a lot of sense. And the other thing that happened is there's meant to be community consultation. It's in our Telecommunications Act in Australia that they need to consult the community. The only place they put it is in the classifieds of newspapers. And I don't know about you, but there's not a lot of people reading newspapers. If you go online, you have to subscribe. You're paying, you know, X amount of dollars per month. And then even if you do get into the newspaper, you're not necessarily going to the classifieds unless you're looking for, you know, some golf clubs or something like that. So it's interesting because it's meant to be thorough consultation, and that's partly we're starting legal action at the moment. So we're have a donations thing on our page. We're getting money through. We're looking to do a class action in regards to consultation. Yep. And in regards to the fact that the safety levels are way beyond what they should be, and that the radiation watchdog and the telcos can't guarantee the safety. We've asked the question flat out to a Panzer on a radio program, can you guarantee it's safe, yes or no? And they said no. So that's concerning.
Yeah, I think, maybe it will be taking it to court. It seems that's where they only understand the fucking almighty dollar, some of these people, you know? And it's like, it seems that sometimes it is that money is the root of all evil, you know, or the love of it. It's not the money, it's the love of it, because you're using money and people are donating to you and me, and you know, it's like we can use that money as a tool to do good, but it's like when we love it and we think, oh, fucking drones delivering McDonald's and, you know, delivering your fucking this and that and, you know, self-driving Uber car, and we can all be pissheads 24/7 because we don't need to drive ourselves anywhere now, you know. And
yeah,
sounds cool. Like, look, I'm a sci-fi guy. I love the what the future could look like. Like, I fucking love it, you know.
Yeah,
but I just don't want a giant tumor hanging off the fucking back of my neck. You know, I don't want to have to grow a mullet to hide the fucking neck tumor. Yeah. Like
sacrificing so you can have a driverless car, but you gotta walk around like Quasimodo. But I think the other thing is as well, once you go down that path, so you look at computer systems now. When someone hacks a computer system, they give you a virus and it's a bit annoying. If someone hacks into an automated car or an automated aeroplane, that's disaster. That's a disaster waiting to happen. Mm. And that's the future that they're looking towards. And it's a blind future. It's not, they're looking at the money side of it and automating things and not having to pay employees or whatever else and the convenience of it, but they're not looking at the humanity side of it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be, I think we're in for radical change. Like I was saying at the start of this live, like I am optimistic of the future because, like, you know, 2005 when I finished high school, we didn't have these smartphones.
Yeah.
We couldn't do this. So we've come a long way. And, you know, as a result of that, you know, culture and society has gone like become virtue signaling weirdos. And we've all, you know, become social justice warriors, me included. Like, fucking, you know, this thing has changed society. It's changing the game, and we're readjusting. You know what I mean? And we're fucking learning. We're learning our feet, and we're learning how to readapt to the technology. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen overnight. But the thing is, it's only escalating more. There's only more technology coming. You know what I mean? We're at the point where it's only going to increase. Like, you look at fucking Elon Musk shooting the guys up into space again, you know, and Trump did his speech the other day, and we're going to the fucking moon and then to Mars. And Elon Musk telling us we're going to have the microchip in the back of the mullet chips, you know, and all this fucking it's coming and change is coming, and it's like, we would be foolish to think on the road to change we're not going to have some fuck ups.
Yeah,
that's all I can say. And like, I'm probably like, let's stay open minded. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's a fucking, you know, I don't know. I read this thing and I'm like, I read the Bible and it's like, oh, God created it, and then He created the, you know, the first temple. He created the Garden of Eden. He created the perfect paradise. Oh, but fuck, even in perfect paradise with the first high priest and priestess, there's still a snake. There's still a fucking serpent in there, brother. That's still a fucking serpent. Like, beware. Like, are we listening to the story? Like, you know, oh, there was corruption and someone, and, you know, the flood came. And sometimes we've got to be ready for the flood. Sometimes we've got to build an ark to save the family and save the fucking animals and preserve fucking society and, you know, like all these stories. And it's like we throw the baby out with the bathwater and we forget to like keep our eyes open and keep the ears open and watch out because there's a, you know, there's snakes in the fucking, even in the temple, even in the garden, you know what I mean? So,
I think it's a balance. Because if you balance it out, if you get smart technology and great things happen and my toaster cooks my toast for me in the morning and I come out and my coffee's ready, I'm okay with that. I don't mind not having to do as much crap, but as long as I'm not getting fried while I'm getting that, that's all it's about.
Bloody oath, mate. So what's your Facebook group's name?
It's a long one. We had to change it about 5 times to keep ourselves afloat. So it's now called, hopefully I can remember it, the Worldwide Unified Peaceful Action Against 5G.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Sounds good.
It's the only way we can stay alive.
I made my Telegram group is the Dusty Bogan's Mates, the Super Happy Awesome Good Group.
Yeah.
I feel ya. It's got to be like that. It's got to be like that. You know what I mean? Because I think the dragons, the serpent snakes are watching, you know, they're like, cruising around. They're looking for fucking destruction, you know. Someone said something. I didn't like it. How many people you got in your group?
We're on about 80, just over 80, 82 or something like that, 1,000 now. And we're branched out around the world now. So we've got a lot of the Stop 5G groups that are joined up with us. So about 900,000 reach. So we're putting out there to as many as possible tonight.
Yeah, that's excellent, dude. So what do you reckon? Will you come on again? Maybe we can have a short one tonight, but I reckon you should come on again, brother, and hit the people up because I like to talk about this stuff and I'm trying to make my streams a bit shorter because the missus has got the baby in the oven. I gotta get ready to have a family and be a dad instead of sitting here for 2 hours talking crap, which I can do.
Yeah, but, no, that's good. I'll definitely come back. I've loved it. It's been great.
Yeah, sweet, brother. Well, I will. You'll have to send me the link to your group, and I'll make sure I post it. I'll edit this and I'll add it underneath, and we can make sure everyone who watched tonight is tunes in and follows your chat group, and then you know, come on again, tell us more, because I'm sure this is like you're going to have up and coming meetings. You're going to have up and coming things that you're doing. You're going to launch your own social media site. You got things coming up and people are going to be, it seems like there's a whole lot of people who are trying to silence the 5G, anti-5G movement. And so I think like you need people here who are willing to give you a go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's constantly changing too. And if you've got any, I was going to say, if you've got any guys watching on your pages or anything else and they're not sure, I love having people coming on and debating. So if they come on and they're just like, you're crazy and I think it's going to be fine, they're welcome as well, more than welcome.
Well, I hope it's going to be fine too. But, you know, it's like, what do they say? Hope for the best, plan for the worst. I don't know. I try to be optimistic, but I just think that, we're fucked up so many times in the past. We have to have an open mind enough to let's hold them accountable. Like, everyone riding in the world right now, maybe a little bit of that inside of all of them is just saying we don't want people going crazy, but inside everyone is just saying we just want a fair go. We just want to if we can have it, we can do better. We can do better. We can do better. We don't have to reinvent the wheel, but a bit of fine tweaking and a little bit of, you know what I mean? You're holding these people accountable. You're doing it peacefully.
Yeah.
You know, good on you, man. I reckon good on you. Kev's buddy chipped in another $5.
How good's that?
They just doubled the speed. Speed for free. I'll never need 200 megs for anything. Is that right?
Yeah, spot on. Yeah.
Yeah, so that kind of internet speed is only going to be for some crazy technology, so...
That's it. Yeah.
I don't know what. Yeah, I'm pretty happy. Like, I'm streaming to, I don't know, three different things at once. So my internet can handle that. My missus is probably in there watching Netflix. Like, how much more do I actually need? Like, a few drones delivering. How much pizza do I need delivered to my house on Cheap Tuesday? Like, everyone getting pizza delivered? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's a bit much.
All right, brother. Well, thanks so much. Thanks, D-Live. Thanks, Facebook and YouTube. Cheers for watching, everyone. Check the links below. I'll fix up our mate's link. And thanks for coming on, brother.
No worries. Have a great night. Peace.
There we go. You.